Illumination, illumination, illumination. Touching, healing. Illumination, touching, healing. Does the mother feel illumination as she touches her family and says, all is okay now, all is fantastic now, all is beautiful now? She touches her family and she knows in her heart that they are all whole and perfect. She knows them in their wholeness and their perfection. She remembers their wholeness and perfection, regardless of the illusion that may be facing her right at this moment. She knows they're whole and perfect. And she touches them and she says, oh, sweetheart, you're wonderful. You're whole and perfect. Oh, sweetheart, peace. Peace, peace, peace. And then she touches their forehead, or she touches them in a caress. She wraps them in her arms and she says, oh, you're wonderful, you're whole and perfect. It doesn't matter what their ailment may be. It doesn't matter what their condition may be that disturbs them. Mother touches her family, and her family is healed in her touch. The mother sees through the illustration, the illusion, the situation of apparent illness, and she sees that it may be there, but that's not the reality. That's not the totality of that child, of that person, of that family member. She touches them and she says, there, there. Sometimes she says, no, get yourself out of here. You're okay. Everything's okay. Now get yourself going. And changing the attitude, changing the atmosphere, changing the program. She knows what she's doing. She is an illuminated being, and she knows that her touching healing really brings great results. And she touches each member of her family with her loving hands, with her loving heart, with her loving attitude, and with her silly attitude sometimes. Now get out of here. You're whole and perfect. There's nothing wrong with you. You're fantastic. And though the appearance may be there, she is changing the attitude of the family about themselves. She's changing that attitude into being an attitude of wholeness, into being an attitude of absolute right action, peace and harmony and love, wholeness. Wholeness, wholeness, wholeness. She sees her family in its ideal wholeness. She sees her family in its ideal wholeness all the time. If the mother were allowing herself to see her family as they appeared to be, coming in from play all dirty, scratched up after a soccer game or something, and coming in all bloody and bruised and think to the, oh my goodness, she doesn't do that. She says, get washed up. Get those dirty clothes off and get cleaned up and get washed up and come on down to supper. Come down to lunch and let's go. And you, perhaps you had felt a little distressed by the injuries that you sustained in the soccer game. You go up and you jump in the shower and you rinse off and put on some fresh clothes and come down and join the family. And they don't even mention that you were all scratched up and that you were all bruised up from your soccer game. They don't even mention that. All they mention is, well, what's for lunch? Oh, hey, that's neat. Yeah. Put in an entire new touching healing. The mother comes by when a child bruises its knee, and she kisses that bruised knee, and she says, there, 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 it's whole, perfect now. She doesn't even tell you to rinse it off or wipe it up or doesn't even tell you anything about it, not even recognize something's wrong. She's just kissing it and saying everything is all right. She is touching healing. She is ideal wholeness, expressing in her life and in the life of her loved ones and in the life of all in her world. Not for 1 minute does the mother, who truly knows her business, and all mothers do know their business, not for 1 minute does she allow herself to be distressed by the appearance. Not for 1 minute. Oh, she's had her busy day, and she's maybe a little tired, but she realizes the family's coming home in maybe about 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, and she jumps in the shower and rinses herself off and puts on some perfume and puts on something pleasant-looking and fresh and clean, and she goes down and finishes making the meal, setting the table, getting everything ready. The family comes in, and they see her looking so relaxed. Now, she's had a very busy day. She's done 101 things, but the healing touch for her family is so important. How she appears as she comes as the doctor into her household, into her family, how she appears and what she says, and how she acts, these are all things extremely important, extremely wonderful, extremely fantastic. These are all things that make the difference. And she knows how. She knows how to make the difference. Because what she does is that she puts herself in order. She says, I am ideal wholeness. I am ideal wholeness. I am wholeness. When I greet my family, I am wholeness. When I greet anyone in the hospital, I am the wholeness. My touching, healing hands, my touching, healing by my sight, my touching, healing by my thought, all bring about wholeness, right action, goodness, peace, and truth. All bring about everything that is glorious and magnificent. That's the way it works. Nothing more is needed, nothing more is wanted, nothing more must be had, but that's the way it is. Lovingly, beautifully, fantastically, it is who we are. It is what we are. It is why we are. And we are all of that right now. Can anybody have the touching healing? Can anyone have the attitude of wholeness? Can anyone have the ideal wholeness to share with himself first, of course, and with all in their world? Oh, yes, they can. It is done every moment of our life. Wherever we are, whether we're on a street corner, whether we are at the playground, whether we are at the workplace, whether we are at home, whether we are driving down the road, or whether we are sharing on the telephone, we are the touching healing. And the things that we touch, and the things that we say, and the things that we do, bring instantaneous results, because we are one-pointed in our touching healing. The mother is the ideal example of touching healing. The father is a beautiful example of touching healing. Each child is a beautiful example of touching healing. And you and I, from wherever we may be in the world scope of things, we are the touching idea of wholeness and healing and beauty. We are the illumination of touching healing right now in every area of our life, in every area of our being, in every area where we choose to live. We are the touching healing. Today, make this a claim for yourself, starting with yourself. You are a touching healer, and it is done now.